The next patient is Philip, P-H-I-L-I-P, just one L, Philip Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R. This is the clinical case of a 75-year-old white male that was referred to this office because there was apparent deterioration of the kidney function. Period. The patient was found with hematuria, and after a study, it was determined that there was a cancer in the renal pelvis. The patient was referred to Celebration, and a nephrectomy of the right kidney was done laparoscopically. Period. The patient went for follow-up. There was no evidence that the patient was recommended radiation therapy or chemotherapy. Period. He has not had, he hasn't been to an oncologist. Period. Prior to the surgery that was in December of 2021, the patient had a serum creatinine oscillating between 1.1 and 1.2 when an estimated GFR that was in the 50s. Period. Currently, and in the latest determination of the serum creatinine was 2.0, and the patient did not have any evidence of anemia, and unfortunately, we don't have a urinalysis to assess the urinary sediment or the excretion of protein in the urine. Period. This patient has a CKD3B that is most likely associated to the nephrectomy that was done in December of 2021, followed by deterioration of the kidney function. Period assessment of the urinary sediment. Excretion of protein and creatinine, PTH, vitamin D will be done. Period. Post-operatively, the patient has had several CT scans. The possibility of nephrolithiasis was entertained. Period. Number two. The patient has a history of arterial hypertension that is under control. Blood pressure today is 150 over 78. The patient has been taking hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligrams on daily basis and metoprolol tartrate 25 milligrams POBID. Following number, BPH, he has been on tamsulosin, 0.4 milligrams on daily basis, Proscar, 5 milligrams daily, and betanecol, 25 milligrams 2 times a day. The patient will be reevaluated in 3 weeks with laboratory workup. Thanks a lot for your kind referral.